Okay, well. All right, so my name is Spear Free, and this is the Internet Radio Panel. Okay, first let's introduce ourselves. As I said, I'm Fear Free. I live in New Jersey. In the fall, I'll be a junior in high school. I play a nice-sized role in the broadcasting of Off the Hook every week on the Internet and Off the Hook After Dark.
Off the Hook After Dark!
Mennonite and Sardonic. I think I'll be taking over that show soon, but I don't know what's going on. So, okay.
I'm Horchan. I started the Off the Hook Real Audio broadcast basically in 97. I basically just brought my machine to the Last Hope and did the Real Audio broadcast there. I said I can continue to do it for the weekly radio shows. And since then, pretty much every week has been broadcast on the internet at 8 o'clock on Tuesday nights.
Use the mic!
I am using the mic. Thank you. After a while, I have handed it down to Junes, who has taken over most of the coordinating between the Real Audio servers. And Fear Free first, I believe it was first Fear Free, that came up with the idea of continuing to do this with MP3 as well as Real Audio. And Real Audio, as probably many of you know, if you run Windows 98, for example, it installs shit everywhere. It breaks all the time. And it's crap, is what it is. And MP3, if you've tried it, is a lot clearer. You can hear it a lot better, and it's a lot cleaner installation, certainly. And you can also now, thankfully, hear MP3 streams on Macintosh OS. You can hear it on Linux OSs.
Any OS you want.
Basically true. And, of course, you can do the same thing with Real Audio. I think that's actually fairly recent. G2 streams for Real Audio finally came out for Linux. And that sucks, too.
So today we're going to be focusing mainly on MP3.
Basically, yeah, that's the message. Real Audio
sucks. Because it's the server's free, the plugins are free, everything is free. That's a good word.
That's actually something to note. One last note on Real Audio. It came from Progressive Networks, and Progressive Networks started wanting the money. And Progressive Networks then turned into Real Networks, and they wanted lots and lots and lots of money, and it was all fun. So enough said with Real Audio. Just don't bother. Yeah, I should come out with fake audio.
All right, so
you guys will have to bear with me. I'm not much of a presenter.
This is Junes, by the way. He's the coordinator for all of the streams. So this guy knows what he's doing.
I took over for Porkchop. He got way too busy with the film, so it is a lot of work.
He's been doing a really good job, by the way. He always knows what's going on. He always knows exactly what's going on with Real Audio. He always knows exactly what's going on.
Thanks to people like Fear Free.
Okay. I guess. All right. So, because you said you don't have too much to say.
Yeah. I think Porkchop said really a lot of what I wanted to say. It's just that the new thing now is MP3. Real Audio was good while we had it, but, you know, they want you to pay for it. Free is a lot better.
All right. So, what I'd like to do is I want to mainly demonstrate on the laptop. So if I can have the house lights down a little bit, that'd be a big help.
House lights are down.
I'll make my way over so we get these lights down, so you guys can look to your side and see our nice screen over here. Well, I know it's Windows, but this is what we're gonna have to deal with for today. I hope I don't get feedback because I'm in front of the speaker. So you can see exactly what it's like. All right, as you can see, it is a plain old Windows machine. Running Windows 98. Please don't send any email on it. I don't need it. I'm already doing a lot, so. All right, so the first thing you need to do is hook yourself up with a Shoutcast server. You can run it off almost any connection, but if you want to get any type of good listener load, it's got to be on a high-speed connection. I mean, you're not talking major bandwidth per listener. Most of the time, over the internet, people stream at 16K, 24K, 18K. So we're not talking huge amount of bandwidth. My server is hotsuitmedia.com, which is the main server for main MP3 server for broadcasting off of over the internet. And that's on a T1. It's an AMD K6 266 with 128 meg RAM. As I said, on the T1. And this software, the server software, is available at www.shoutcast.com, which is made by Nullsoft, which is the same company that makes Winamp. And there's also another company called Icecast, and their server is exactly the same. But it's much better. It is better. But the plugins for Winamp work better with the Shoutcast server and vice versa. So if you're running Linux, I highly recommend downloading Shoutcast and their plugins for the Linux operating system. I haven't really explored much, but I know they exist, and I think they're at icecast.org, right? Okay. So the first thing you have to do is install the server, which is already done. Extremely simple. It's as simple as extracting a tar file. So, I mean, that's anybody who knows Linux can do that. And then you just gotta start it up, which is as simple as typing it here. All right. And then, as soon as it's started up, all you need to do is go to, presuming that you have your server ready, go to the Shoutcast website and go to the plugins section for you want to be a DJ. If you want to go to that page, and all you need to download, I don't know why it's still on top. Well, they turn off my audio, so that doesn't help. That's okay. All right. And that's that Shoutcast. I'm sorry, guys. I'm poorly prepared. That's okay. All right, if I just... Sorry, guys. Okay, and this is the Shoutcast webpage. And it's really, really, really simple to download the stuff. It's still here. And you can download the server. Presuming you have a server, you just go, I want to be a DJ. And the most important part, which you can see here, works, is what they call the DSP plugin. It's the square window that says Hatsu Media inside of it, the one in the lower right-hand corner. And that's the guts of the whole operation. And what you do, if I can have audio on the laptop, or the DJ stand over here. Yeah, that's it. And you just click the connect button, and it's connected. As you can see, it shows up with 0 of 100 listeners. We have no listeners, unfortunately. And all you have to do is select an MP3 you want to play. Any MP3. Which I don't really care about. Let's just pick one. Okay, so there's an MP3. So it's playing. And that's going live over the internet. So that's simple stuff. You can play any MP3. You cannot play WAV files, which is a mistake of a lot of people. And that's bad. It will sound horrible. If I'm not mistaken, it will actually crash everything. So don't do it. I made that mistake a couple times. That's basically the story with that. And you can play any MP3, any bitrate, anything, even the variable bitrate MP3s. And it doesn't really matter what the bitrate is because you're broadcasting. Most of the time, I broadcast at 16 kilobits. So if it's a 56 kilobit MP3 or a 192 or a 256, it doesn't matter. It's all going to sound the same to your listeners because they're hearing it at 16. It's going to sound basically like an AM radio, but it works. And music just sounds okay, but voice sounds perfect. So that's if you just want to do MP3s. But it's going in front of the speaker, so you may want to turn down my volume. But if you want to do something more, I don't know if you can see me, but you can, with a line-in jack on your computer, you can hook up a mixer. This is just a simple $200 DJ mixer that you can pick up almost anywhere. I got it at the Wiz for $200, and just all you have to do is go to Radio Shack and pick up this little thing here. a with the RCAs on one side and your quarter inch on the other side. And all you have to do is put the eighth inch is plug the eighth inch into your line in on your computer in Windows. In Windows, all you have to do, and it's probably this is simple, it's probably easier in Linux. Up here for Linux. Go to your properties and recording. And just make sure that your line in is selected. As you can see, it is selected. The one thing you want to make sure you do when you use a mixer, external mixer, is make sure you test your levels first. Because otherwise you will blast your audience to hell. Or they won't be able to hear anything, depending on what the situation is. Why are you looking at them? Okay. So that's how you would also do broadcasts off the radio, like off the hook. You don't need a mixer for it. You can just patch your radio. Just put eighth inch on both sides. I think it's a male-male connection on both sides. Plug one end into your line in, and one end just onto the headphone jack on your radio. And then you can change the volume on the radio, change the volume on the computer, whatever you need to do to make it sound good. So it's that simple. It's not really hard at all, and it's a lot easier than real audio, as some of you can attest to. Because real audio has a lot of really fucked up things about it that we don't even want to talk about. It makes your machine, you can't do anything on your machine except encode real audio. And I mean, I'm encoding right now. And as you guys can see, your machine is running. This is back. I mean, if I pull up this window, it just comes straight up. If I were doing real audio, it would take at least 5 seconds for that window even to come up. And as you're doing real audio, the system gets more and more lag. That was my experience. Have you guys experienced?
The lag?
Well, your system becomes slower and slower as you broadcast longer. Because I guess it eats up more RAM as it goes along. I don't even know. But you have to have at least 128 meg RAM in your machine to even come close to having something to deal with it. I mean, that machine is a Pentium 3 266 with 64 meg memory. With 64 meg memory. But you don't need anything faster than, let's just say, you can do it with any machine that can run Winamp, which is, I think, at least a Pentium 133, or if I'm not mistaken, but I'm not sure. So don't fault me. And a solid internet connection, as I said, encoding to the server, you can do it with the 66K. Encoding at 16 with 66K works okay, but you have to have a really solid 66K connection, and you cannot do anything sending data in or out while you're doing that. You can't surf the net while you're encoding, because otherwise it will lag up. And what happens when it lags up is basically the MP3 just stops playing. And when it gets enough, I guess, juice to start back up again, it starts playing again. So your audience actually doesn't miss anything when you lag up, but it pisses people off because it sucks and sounds like that. So that's basically my spiel on MP3. Are there any questions? Because I'm sure there are a lot. Right here. Okay, what's your question?
Multicast.
That's a really good question. I've never done multicasting myself. You mean at different bit rates, correct? Alright, so you're saying if you wanted to do a one cast at 16 kilobits for those who have slower modems, such as 28A, 56K, and then you wanted to do another one that sounded extremely good, like almost CD quality, which is, say, running at 56K or higher than that, how do you do that? Is that what you're asking? Well, as I said, because they're only going at 16 kilobits piece, I have the limit on my server at 100, which is probably too much. So if you do 16 times 100, I mean, that's 1600. And a T3, I mean, T1 is 1500 kilobits. I mean, yeah. So it's actually too much, but I've never even gotten that high. The highest I've ever gone was, I think, 50 listeners when Kevin Mitnick was on the air. What's here for Kevin, by the way? Okay, next question. Did I answer your question? Oh, just really quickly about encoding at different bit rates. You just need to run Shoutcast server on two different ports, which is extremely easy to do. Yeah, two different copies of Shoutcast server, and I haven't done it, so I would guess that you would need to encode with two different computers, but I really don't know. I'm sorry, is that a question?
It's mostly about the bandwidth issue. Have you ever used it with 56K and wondered how many people can you get to sync your server?
Well, if you're encoding to the server with the 56K, usually it's fine. As I said, sometimes you get a little lag, which is not a big deal. But what you're actually doing, so here's you with your home computer encoding anything. Let's just say you're just playing MP3s. You don't have a mixer. You have nothing. You're just encoding MP3s just like I just was, which is, as I said, extremely easy. What you're doing is going from your home machine to the server. So you're encoding to the server. The people are not listening to your machine. You're encoding to your Shoutcast server, which in my case is on a T1 outside of my house. So you go from your machine to Shoutcast server, and then people go to that server, which in my case is hotsumedia.com, port 8000. And they just, in their Winamp, in most cases, in any MP3 player, you just type, I think in most cases, Control L, and then you just type in your address, http://hotsumedia.com, port 8000. So that's how you listen to it. And I've never had any problem with the server and crappy now. Actually, a few times, but let's not talk about it.
If you're poor and you don't have access to a machine on a T1.
Well, I don't pay for it. I'm not.
Yeah.
Hotsoup, HOTSOUP, media.com. Yes, we do websites, by the way. But I'm not supposed to advertise, but I didn't just do that, did I, Porto?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, we do it all the time and off the hook anyway.
All right, I think we have another question.
Well, hang on a second.
Okay.
If you're not on a T1 line and you're just trying to encode as a server from your machine, which might have been what you're asking, you'll be lucky if you get three listeners. Of course, it's going to lock up frequently. You're going to have to keep your bitrate way down.
That's actually a pretty good point. There is not only a Shoutcast server for Linux. It's FreeBSD, Linux. You can actually run Shoutcast server on any Windows platforms. Let's just say you have a DSL line home, or because it works best on a high-speed connection, it's running the server, because you can serve up a lot of connections, and you can have a lot of people listening.
I don't know if anyone's ever heard of live365.com.
Oh, yes. That is
free MP3 hosting.
And their servers are very good. It works very, very well.
So you don't need anything. You need your home
right.
PC. You encode to their servers. Your listeners connect to their servers. All you're doing, all you need is enough bandwidth to get your signal to their server, and they take care of the rest. It's live365.com. Totally free. You just sign up.
All right. Am I okay? Okay. It's live365.com, as you said. And you need the same stuff. The DSP plugin.
It's the same. You only need the things to encode with. You don't need the server software at that point.
You don't need the server software. I don't know if you can hear it. You don't need the server software. But having your own server is nice sometimes because you can do whatever the fuck you want. But that works if you don't have a T1 accessible like me or a high-speed connection home. All right, does somebody want to pass the mic back to him?
What software do you use to receive your knowledge stream?
The question was, I don't know if you heard, what software do you use to play your MP3 stream? The answer to that is almost any MP3 player. I don't know about, I'm pretty sure that XMS does it, no X11amp does it, I know Winamp does it, and I know Icecast Player does it.
MacAmp does it as well now.
Oh, Ed, sorry to say it, but Real Player does it too. And so does Windows Media Player does it too. I just tried that today, and it works. Do you have another? Do you have a question?
You can, even if you don't have a more advanced MP3 player, what you can do, like if you're in Unix, you can use wget, which is a program which allows you, it acts kind of like ncmcpgen, except for it's web-based. And you can actually download the file to your hard drive and make a link to .mp3, it might be CGI or whatever, and then open that file with your MP3 player, and it works fine.
Yeah, I know people have done it. Your question back there, can you just shout really loud? Yes, you can do that, but the only reason I did it is to just show you what it does. Because as you can see, I don't know if you noticed, but if I disconnect here, it keeps full logs of all connections. So if I reconnect here, it shows exactly what my IP is. It shows what the title of my stream is. It shows everything. So if somebody decides to fuck up your server, you'll know about it. And I've had that happen because it keeps really good logs. And there's also, real quick, I don't know how much time I have. How much time do I have? Like 20 minutes. I'll take more questions in a second, but it also has web-based administration, which is very cool. If you go www.cps.com and then port 8000, your browser, it brings up server page, and then you can go to your admin login. Not going to tell you what the password is. It didn't show up. That doesn't help me. All right. And you can kick off listeners if they're a pain in the ass. You can do all kinds of stuff. You can ban IPs. You can ban whole blocks of IPs. You can do any shit you want, which is really, really cool. And it's really nice. The Shoutcast program is really nice. I don't think Live 365 does that. And that's the only reason I don't use it.
Right. You can actually tell them that in to Live 365 server on your port and get a log file back, but it's not live.
I didn't know that. That's good information. Okay. Right. I'm just going to tally up. Right here. Yeah, I think I already answered that, but you can do that by hooking a mixer up, and you can also hook just a mic in your microphone jack and go into your recording settings and select your microphone. Uh-oh. I just noticed what you were telling me. I thought what you were doing. I guess I'll have to change the password. Yeah, yes, the password is transferred in plain text for those people out there. Yes. As long as you can talk through a mic with any line into your computer. You just have to select it in the recording setting like I did. And as I said, make sure the levels are good, because otherwise you blast people out or they won't be able to hear you. Right here. Alright, to talk on a microphone or to go from a line in, you have to download a separate plugin. It's called the Live Rec plugin. And all you have to do is download it, unzip the zip file in Windows. It's just as easy in Unix, I'm sure. But unzip the zip file and put it into your Winamp plugins directory, and then go to push Control L and whatever it is, and type in Line Rec, and you got it. That's how you do it. The wallpaper? I love my wallpaper. And yes, I know it's on a Windows machine, so it's kind of not so long, but it's really cool. If there are any young children in this room, please close your eyes. Attrition.com, www.attrition.org, attrition.org. And they have all kinds of really weird pictures on there. Okay, right there.
Are we talking MP3 specifically?
Yeah, MP3 or real audio. There's a big difference.
Yeah, MP3 is a lot lighter load than real audio.
I'm sorry. Well, all I know is that when I do one, there's like at least 95% processor resources free. So it's extremely low load, even when you have, let's just say, 35 people listening. You can have as much as 90% free. My server is a K6 266 with 120 meg of memory. But no, dude, I just upgraded that.
Your encoding machine now?
No, the server.
That's where you're gonna get
the encoding machine. All it has to be is a Pentium 133. It just has to be able to run Winamp. That's all. And be on a decent connection.
That's what you're asking, right? Like, if you're encoding stuff, you want to know how that's going to slow down your PC.
Not much at all.
Right, yeah.
Not much at all. Not that's much. The answer. Same as the server. All the software is explicitly like loaded.
I do one of the real audio streams right now for the radio show, and I can tell you, by example, I had a Pentium 200 running the real encoder. I was able to use, I think I was using MIRC for IRC, and browse the web at the same time, and it didn't slow down. My biggest fear was just my bandwidth overloading that. I didn't want to interrupt the stream, but it didn't affect the PC at all.
How much RAM did that machine have? I'm curious.
That machine had 64 megs.
Okay. Yeah, from what I recall, any less than 64 megs is going to slow down the machine big time. But all you need is 133 with 32 meg memory, if I'm not mistaken, to run Winamp, and then you can screw it up. Another question here.
I've seen it done before. I just wondering how you mix what you're saying, the line rack and the MP3 file.
With a MP3 file. Okay. The only way that I've ever done that, the question is, how do you play an MP3 and speak over it at the same time, right? Okay. The only way that I've found to do that is set up the line recording on one computer. With a mixer, because the people that I know who do this, this is the only way you can do it. Line in into that machine. Have a microphone hooked into your mixer, and then hook another computer into a line on your mixer, and that's how you can do it. That's the only way I know. That's the way Anakin did it. That's how Mennonite does it. That's how Mennonite and Sardonic, that's how they all did it. Yes, you can do it with a full 2-plex sound card, but I don't want to say that not a lot of people have them, but not everybody has them, so that's why. If you have, like, let's just say a SoundBlaster Live like Arsenic does, and like John O does, right? You can do it that way, and that works even better, because you don't have to worry about all kinds of wires and shit. You don't have to buy a new fucking mixer for just doing a fucking broadcast or shoutcast. Because it can turn into a really expensive endeavor if you're not careful. I'm just going to take some questions in the back. I'm sorry. That gentleman there with two hands up.
Mikey, over the back. Licensing status for Shoutcast server. Last I looked, I thought there was some restrictive licensing on the Shoutcast server.
I couldn't hear a word. Shoutcast server licensing.
Oh, it's open source. It's free.
The Shoutcast server?
If you're using it for commercial use, if I'm not mistaken, you're supposed to pay something.
Yeah.
But it's just like what Netscape said. If you're using it for commercial use, you're supposed to pay $50. But who does that? That's my question. If a corporation uses it, you're supposed to pay $50 a copy. But that's what Shoutcast said. I think it's like $30 if you're using it for commercial use. If you were like doing a radio station, I know one local radio station near me gets an MP3. So that would be the only case. So it's really, really inexpensive. You got one here.
The limitation there to broadcast on the MGO, and it's my understanding that it costs a lot of money to do so.
I didn't know that.
It would be really cool if we did it, but during off-road shows we get like 200 to 300 listeners, depending on
the usually range. About 150.
Yeah, it's 150 now.
With real audio and MP3 combined,
it's been going down slowly, but we don't have enough listeners to even think about starting. I looked at the MGO in the very beginning when we first started this, and back then it costed a lot of money. They wanted to develop.
Are there any questions in the way back? Because I know I haven't paid much attention, like in the way, way back. No?
No,
not really.
All right.
Okay.
We should probably actually talk a little bit about actually running a radio station, because that surprised a lot of people. I think Anakin was the first person to do a book after dark. And he was sort of, I mean, everybody was listening. There were, I think, like 40 listeners or something that stayed on after Off the Hook. But then he realized, what do I say? And it's kind of, it's really difficult when you're actually in front of a big group of people to decide, what are you going to say? How are you going to fill this time? Are you going to be able to make it worth their time?
Right. I mean, I know I Men and Sardonic usually do After Dark, and they usually compare. They're usually okay.
Yeah, that I just lied, by the way. I was just saying that to people who don't listen. Usually the show is so chaotic that you rip your hairs out during the show. They're usually beating the living fuck out of each other.
Or if they do prepare, it falls apart right now.
Yeah, usually it falls apart. Usually they're like, this show is the worst show ever. Every show, according to them, is the worst show they've ever done. And they usually end up just talking to me or something.
I always still listen.
Yeah, they still listen. I don't know why. I haven't figured that out yet. But the answer is, I don't know if it's a question, but just always have something to talk about. People usually, especially from my experience with the After Dark community, just the hacker community, Joe, they're willing to listen to pretty much anything you have to say as long as it's useful. I know when I'm on the show, I usually just, like, I did the show this Tuesday because Len and I and Sardonic could not. And all I did was just have some people call up that were doing panels at HGK. And even to people who are not going to HGK, that's interesting because it lets them know what shit we're doing over here. And like Mister called in and told us all about a retro computing panel, which I think even to people who are not here, it was interesting just to see that there are people interested in that. So, just any content that you think anybody is going to be interested in is usually pretty good. And the biggest mistake that people usually make is playing tons of music and never talk. So if you can talk, talk. I am guilty of that. I tend to play a lot of music and not talk, and I'm kind of stopping doing that. If you guys want to say something, I'm sorry. I'm just kind of hogging the microphone.
And the back there, white shirt.
Are you finding stations around the map?
How do you find stations around the map?
In real audio or MP3?
Alright,
well, I know that if you broadcast over Shoutcast, if you have... No, they're all. They have a searchable database on their website. The servers that have, like, a large amount of listeners are listed on their homepage immediately. I don't know if you saw that over there when I did it, but they're listed on their homepage immediately. And then, if you click somewhere, I forget where it is on the page, because honestly, I've used it once.
And you can search by category.
YP.shoutcast.com.
That's for yellow pages?
Yeah. And you can search genres, you can search almost anything by the address that it's kept in. I thought I saw an M there.
Is there any legal problems, trying to transmit something to you?
Like ASCAP, have to play ASCAP and stuff?
Well, no, I mean, if you're trying to transmit a privately owned movie to a public audience that's legal, you know, by copyright law, is there any problems like that with this, because if you're privately owned music, they can't transmit it?
Yes, it is. It's exactly the same thing, except that there is no governing body on the internet. So that's the best part, is we can swear, we can play any music we want, and we can talk about it anything we want without anybody saying anything. Theoretically, yes.
That hasn't gone through the courts yet. It will be kind of interesting when it does, and... I'm not really sure which side the record company. The record company seem to be taking the side of you can't play this no matter what, even though, you know, it was kind of like another radio station, just like any other radio station which plays music and gets paid by the record company to do so.
Yes, but from ASCAP, which is, I don't know, I forget what the acronym means, but, and then BMI, they're basically the people who divvy out the royalties. That's what radio stations do. Thank you. American Society of Composers and Performers, and I forget. Do you know what BMI is? Alright, well, Broadcast Music International, so that covers more than international stuff. Alright, we had a question up front here. At, is that, you said it's at GameSpy?
GameSpy.
GameSpy.com, right? And what's the program called again?
Radio Spy.
Now, with Radio Spy, they said you can search for Stack Yester. Do we have a question over here? I read an article in Yahoo Internet Life, which is actually a really interesting magazine. They have a lot of cool gadgets and stuff. But they use the sites that they have in back, if anybody's read it, they're always extremely bad. So if you're going to buy it for just Internet Life stuff, don't. Because I just like reading one page in it. That's pretty much it. Which is about cool new stuff. They're coming out with, you install some software on your computer, you put a little airport on the side of your computer, this little antenna or something. And they have this radio that you can bring around your house. Otherwise, you just listen to it right on your computer speakers. I know people who hook a wireless headphones up to their computer, and you can walk around the house. But that'll cost money.
Basically, you need a computer to listen to it.
Yeah, that's the only downside.
There's no box you can buy and just plug a wire in and not get internet radio.
That's the only downside. You have to have a computer to listen to it, and the majority, I think, almost 100%.
Someone should make one.
Yeah, almost 100%.
There is one.
Is there?
Yeah, it's called Kerbango.
All right, I was wrong. There is one, apparently. What's it called?
Kerbango, if I'm not mistaken.
Kerbango?
Yeah.
Do you know where you can get information?
Just go and search. I've seen it demonstrated.